visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're 11-9. One more regular season game left with Mission Valley tomorrow, and then it's all for real on Monday when you play SEC in the first round of Sub-State. But coach, let's just kind of go back a little bit and talk about what's happened since we last talked. One game in particular, you played Linden there last on Monday, and it was a 60-34 loss, and I know Linden a good team, but can you just talk about your basketball team right now, and are you continuing to see good things from them?
Yeah, we are. The Linden score looks pretty bad, and Linden's a really good team. They got a couple of really good shooters, and they shot their ball really well on Monday night. The biggest thing for get healthy. Josie Romick didn't play on Monday night against Linden. And she's one of our better players, if not our best player. Does a lot of things that can change a game. And so, we'll see if she can go tomorrow night and then in the Sub-State. But that's kind of the biggest thing for us right now. I was really proud of the way our girls competed with Linden on Monday. Like I said, Linden shot the ball extremely well. And without Josie, we had to rely on some different girls to do some things. And so I was really pleased with the way that our girls competed. It can be tough when you lose your best player to fill a new role kind of on the spot. So I'm pleased with where our girls are and looking forward to getting into Sub-State.
Well, Coach, I feel like that was a learning tool for your girls, especially with Josie being a senior. And knowing they had to do some things and learn because this is what's going to happen next year.
Yeah, and when we decided to hold Josie out last week, or at the end of last week after we played Chase County on Friday, that's one of the things that I talked to our younger kids about, was just the opportunity that they were going to have to maybe fill some new roles and some roles that they would need to fill for us next year. And we really try to present it to our girls as an opportunity. Obviously, we don't want to play without Josie, and we'd never want to do that. But I thought it was a good chance for some of our girls to get to experience some of the things that they'll need to do for us to be successful next year. And as it is with a lot of young teams, it was certainly a growth moment and a learning moment, and kind of gave our girls a sense of where we need to be in the off season to make sure that we can continue some success in the next year.
Well, can you talk a little bit about that Chase County game? I believe it was, an 11-point game from what I remember? I know it was a low scoring.
Yeah, it was 15-13 at halftime, and I thought Chase County was leading a half, but I thought we had played probably the best defense we had played all year in the first half. Chase County is a good basketball team. I think they got a chance to make some noise in 2A, and they present us with problems that we usually don't see with the amount of size and skill level that their big girls have. And so I thought we just played a really, really great first half defensively, especially. And then they made some adjustments at halftime. Credit to them for doing that we were slow to respond to. And the Wilson girl really had a nice second half. And they did a really good job defensively at taking away what we do, and especially what we do well. So, again, credit to Chase County for that. But I thought Chase County and Linden were two of the better teams, along with Lebo and Olby and a couple teams in our league that we've seen all year. So we'll just use those games as a chance to grow and a chance to improve and kind of see where we need to improve. And I thought Chase County and Linden both gave us the opportunities to do that.
Visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. One regular season game remaining, as Mission Valley is the opponent tomorrow for Waverly. And then Monday night, a matchup with Southern Coffee County in the first round of Sub-State. And then a little bit of time to get ready for a potential matchup with Lebo if you can take care of business on Monday.
Yeah, we're gonna try to take it one game at a time. Although, like you said, Monday is when it really starts for real. So we'll use tomorrow night to work on some things and compete and hopefully, get a win in the process of doing that. But, this time of year, your focus can kind of tend to turn to Sub-State and what you need to do to advance in Sub-State. So we're looking forward to the challenge of playing Southern Coffee County on Monday. A former league mate of ours We didn't get a chance to play him in the regular season this year, so really looking forward to that opportunity. And then, you know, if we can handle business on Monday, I can tell you that our girls are really looking forward to the opportunity to go to Lebo on Saturday and compete with Lebo. Always fun to play against your district rival, always fun to play against a league rival, and no better environment than Lebo's gym with the season on the line. So we're really looking forward to the next couple weeks and all of the great opportunities and challenges that they're going to present to our kids.
I got one more for you, Coach.
Yep.
You know, when you guys entered the Lyon County League tournament there, it feels like almost a month ago, but and you enter that matchup as the sixth seed and you take on Hartford, and that was a game where you controlled it and, you know, end up making some noise. How can you tell your team to know you have the potential to do what you did in the league tournament now as well, when it all matters the most?
Yeah, you know, one of the big things that we talk to our girls about is just being at our best when we need to be when we need to have our best. And you know, I don't think that the moment's too big for our girls. The Lyon County League regular season and tournament have prepared them for pretty much anything that we're going to see. And it's just a matter of making sure that we're focused on exactly what we need to be focused on. You know, we'll bring up the Lyon County League tournament practice to just as a confidence builder and as a just as proof that you know, when we are at our best, we can compete with the best teams in our area and potentially be one of the best teams in our area. And so I just think that the experiences that our league gives us this time of year is only a benefit. And it's great that our girls have seen what their hard work and what being at their best can accomplish. And, you know, our tournament, our Lyon County League tournament does a great job of preparing everybody. And so when you can have some success in it, certainly a confidence builder. And this time of year, that's exactly what you need to have, is just confidence going in, especially against teams like Lebo. And so I think the Lyon County League tournament will be a great experience for our girls to pull from as we go in here in the sub-state. And hopefully we can kind of recreate some of that magic.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Mission Valley. Best of luck on Monday against SEC. Hopefully we're talking again soon as well. We do have one more Coach's Corner, and that will be coming up in 2 weeks.
All right, thanks, Dylan. I appreciate it.
That is Waverly Girls Basketball Coach Ty Piper joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Stewart Services, LLC, and MT Networks on KVOE, Live and Local.